Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second, the left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third, the right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second, the shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third, the right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth, the catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Gene Handley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgson for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly, who is chasing the ball. Vallow reaches third base with a triple. Joost goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball four. Appling moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Philly moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is called out on strikes. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up towards third. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain bunts towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vallow scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 1 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels is hit by the pitch. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dietrich moves to third. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to home to get Dietrich. McCoskey moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. Joost moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields the ball and throws to Dietrich covering. Safe. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-2 in the game. Handley hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Savage now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost takes first base on ball 4. McCoskey moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallo for the out. McCoskey moves to third. Joost moves to second. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a line drive towards first. York reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to second. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Savage fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to third. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 3 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Suter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright, who is chasing the ball. Suter reaches third base with a triple. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 3 in the game. Handley is walked intentionally. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Tresh. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. Savage hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Savage covering, for the out. One out. Dick Adams now playing first base. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. York reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. York moves to third. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Savage fields it and throws to first for the out. York scores. Appling moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.